100 Word Stories.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And the topic for this week is small talk. So go ahead and put away all those candies and flowers and cards and whatever those things are that you keep putting bad. Oh my God. No, put that away. And let's go and listen to some stories on the topic of small talk.
Rick Thomas here in Fort Myers, Florida, with my contribution to this week's weekly challenge on the topic of small talk. Ears wide open. Jimmy Alvarez had a gift. Early on, everyone thought it was ADD, and they weren't entirely wrong. But what it was a gift. More like a superpower. Jimmy had an amazing sense of hearing. He could hear whispers at incredible distances. He could listen to conversations through walls, doors, and glass. And he could focus on one conversation out of 20 he could hear at will. None of that really mattered much until he started keeping a notebook. Combinations to locks, hidden keys, criminal confessions, shameful secrets. There is power and opportunity in such things. Jimmy's future looked promising.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus, coming to you once again for my next entry with the weekly challenge of small talk, my story entitled Chit Chat. Hi, I'm James.
Hello, James. I'm Natalie.
Nice to meet you, Natalie. How do you know the Taylors?
I work with Michael. You?
I used to be their brother-in-law.
Used to be... How does that work?
I used to be married to Lonnie's sister, Lisa.
Why don't you say you're her sister's ex-husband?
Two reasons. I like Mike and Lonnie. Saying it my way keeps the relationship focused on them.
Okay. And the second?
If I had said I'm Lonnie's sister's ex-husband, odds are you wouldn't have been interested in much conversation beyond that. I wanted to increase my odds. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic of small talk. It's called The Date. Don't you just hate this bit? The whole getting to know you nonsense. Yet social convention dictates that we go through the wearisome business of awkward small talk, embarrassed half-smiles and long silences. A weird mixture of nervous excitement and barely disguised reluctance. We play with our food and wonder why we're here. Then smile sheepishly and plough on, negotiating the minefield of our fledgling relationship. If only it could be easier. Skip the small talk and get straight to the point. After all, that's really why we're both here, isn't it? Can't we just fast forward? Straight to the sex? There you go, I'm done. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Small talk is such an effective way of getting to know people, he thought. The event was promoted as an informal get-together to meet your soulmate. He needed a soulmate desperately. After the usual introductions and polite smiles, the whole conversation took an unexpected turn when one of the ladies said she enjoyed being tossed in the river. At first, he didn't understand what she meant. He laughed nervously, and he noticed she did have a strange color. "It's the river," she said. "Too much pollution." He nodded. Let's just say he didn't find his soulmate. He wasn't that desperate. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Small talk. Because, what else is there to do, while you wait? At first, it was the embarrassing silence, feet shuffling, staring into the middle distance. Then, as seconds turned into minutes, and minutes into hours, the need to talk became overwhelming. We talked about the weather, our jobs, and families. The state of the economy. Anything really. Just to fill the time. And eventually, the allotted hour came. And went. I gave it a little longer. More small talk. And honestly, I've enjoyed getting to know you. But really, we were only killing time. And now, it's time to kill you.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this week is called Pathologically Auditorial. I would like to say I do not do small talk, but the truth is I will talk to anyone about anything. The least important, the better. God knows the weight of the world's problems are heavy enough to pitch one into a black hole death spiral of ennui. The key to quality small talk is raising or lowering the scope of one's replies, best when in counterpoint to the direction of the conversation. Just enough to cause a gap, but not so much a gasp. And remember to be galactically unforgettable with a comely smile. Have a nice day. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Pariah's Journey, Book 1 of The Pariah Saga, coming soon to Amazon. Well, today I got my first dose of the Pfizer microchip injection. Now, Bill Gates and President Biden and a bunch of scientists in Wuhan, China will know whenever I go out to the grocery store. Anyway, here's my story for the 100-word weekly challenge number 773 with a prompt of small talk. Sitting with his parents in the diner, Bilbert thought about making small talk, but after the catastrophe of their house burning down, random talking seemed trite. "Mom? Dad?" Bilbert began. When they stopped eating and looked at him, he continued, Are you two in shock? Our house just burned down, and you don't seem that upset. His mother nodded. I'd forgotten how young you were the last time something like this happened. Don't worry. Everything important, pictures, documents, and that, were all just copies. The originals are stored in a secure location. It takes a little time, but we'll start over. Thanks for listening. Get your injection when it's your turn, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
When the midgets talk to each other, is it all small talk? Not in the Department of Midget Science at MIT, the Midget Institute of Technology. It's all big talk, cosmic level stuff. Even the talk about the subatomic particles is a big talk. They get a lot of stuff done and they do it so efficiently, not needing big offices and big blackboards and big laboratories. Even they're super colliding a super collider, making up just the parking lots of space. They smash the particles and discover the secrets of the universe. Then they all get ice cream at the commissary and publish their papers and cheer big cheers.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of small talk. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. I know it's crazy and a lot of work and it's a lot of effort, but I hope that you get something out of this. I know I do. And it's fun. And sometimes, okay, sometimes it's not fun, but you have to work through it. And sometimes you take a break, come back to it, give it a shot. If it takes you a little longer, I'll post the story up on the feed in a separate post. Whatever it takes, just be creative at something. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and the next topic will be pizza. I'll see you then. And as always, keep it brief.